The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So having our first Mother's Day with an actual child in the house, what I've noticed is that the small inhabitants of our house that existed before this child are feeling a bit neglected, as my cat won't quite leave me alone now. My cat by the name of Thomas Aquinas, named after the Dominican friar and theologian who sought the small task of explaining all of the Christianity, the faith, philosophy, and the world in one simple set of books. He thought that he could make an introduction for new students of theology that would cover a little bit of everything, and ended up with 3,125 questions and answers, which in translation from Latin take up about a bookshelf and a half in his attempt to understand and explain just the basics for someone starting out. It's become an incredibly famous work, and I've spent way too much time reading far too much of it over my time in school. But it was a slightly odd endeavor, because at the end of writing that great bookshelf and a half among other bookshelf long books, he came at the end of his life as he died to say, "Now that I have seen God, everything before that I wrote is straw worth burning." He thought that now, after he had reasoned out every possible question, down to the most unreasonable questions of, how can Jesus be on every altar in the world where Mass is said at once, because he can't be in multiple places at once, and reasoned that all the way out. Even after engaging all of those questions, Thomas, at the end of his life, realized that maybe you can't explain everything. Maybe you can't understand the magnitude that is God, and believed even his life's work, which is still considered the greatest theological works of all time, to be not even close to explaining the majesty of God. There are certain things that have to be experienced, that can't be explained logically, and love is one of those things. The essence of God's love is one of those things that has to be learned by experience, has to be seen in action, cannot simply be explained to you, but has to be shown to you. As St. Ignatius said, love is shown more in deeds than in words. It's not something that's talked about, it's something that's done to one another. And that's where Jesus is in today's gospel reading. The religious authorities of the time are asking him, "Are you the Messiah? Are you the one all these books have been talking about? Can you explain to us why you should be the Savior, the Son of God, the Messiah that you say you are?" And Jesus, instead of answering with a long theological discourse about how he fits into the life of the Trinity and all of these philosophical debates that happened long after him, instead answers, "Do you not see what I've been doing? Do you not see the good I've been doing in this world? Do you not see how I have loved these people? If that's not enough of a sign for you, nothing will be. I have already told you I am the Messiah, and that wasn't enough for you. If I keep speaking about it, it's not going to suddenly click for you. You have to experience that love. You have to see what I have been doing. I have been accomplishing that which you have been wanting. Is that not enough sign that I am the one sent to you?" It's very notable in the Gospels that Jesus spends little time really talking about what his cosmological and theological role is. Instead, he goes around healing people, helping people, showing love to the least of these, and counts on that to speak to all of these things that he is. All of these philosophical distinctions come not out of some cerebral exercise, but out of the experience of his love and compassion towards each and every, even the lowliest person. As this Sunday is called Good Shepherd Sunday for obvious reasons, as you heard the earlier readings, he compares himself not to the great thinkers of the world, not to the great kings and powerful ones of the world, but to the shepherds, who are seen as little more than homeless people in that time, but instead are the ones who do care for their sheep, who are willing to give up their lives for the ones they care about, are the ones whose sole existence is that selfless love. And it's funny that this Sunday frequently falls on Mother's Day, or Mothering Sunday, as the Brits call it, as we think about those in our lives that exemplify selfless love, not only our own biological mothers, but those who have been mothers to us in this life, those who have shown that type of self-sacrificing love that is difficult to explain but is important to experience and know. And some of us are not graced by that happening by our own mothers. Some of us have only our Blessed Mother to think of in this way. But it is that self-giving love that brings life to another person, that is willing to say, I am willing to give up of myself so that you may experience that love. It is that love that is driven from the deepest parts of the heart, that is difficult to explain, but is one of the most human experiences that we have. It is that gift that God talks about today. It is that gift that Jesus says is the essence of who he is. It is that self-giving love. And so as we go out into the world, may our love as Christians be shown more in deeds than in words. It's not about explaining what you believe. It's not about being able to claim the right labels in this world. It is simply about doing and passing on that primal, that beautiful love that God gives to each and every one of us. Amen.